Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport back with me for the ultimate guide this week to the city that's number one on my list, Fionn.
Istanbul.
Yes. Kieran.
Istanbul. A city that
I've never been.
As I say, that if New York sticks around for 2,000 years, it can hold a candle to Istanbul.
Oh, really? It's that good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Istanbul.
Why does it stand out?
Well, remember that this is a city that's played a starring role in world culture for the aforementioned 2,000 years. Greeks, Romans, Venetians, they all took turns governing the city that straddles east and west. It's at the nexus of the major trade routes between the west and the east as far as China. And that's before the Ottomans came into town and then took over for like 500 years. Now, what you have is a city that is as older than Roman times and is today like an incredibly big city. It's like, you know, population of 25 million. It's an astonishing place that, never mind flying out there and spending a few days, like you could spend years getting to grips with Istanbul and never barely even get to grips with it.
What's the best time of the year to go?
Spring and autumn are the best, weirdly enough, right? So I've been at all times of the year and you think it's Istanbul. It's warm and sultry. It's just like in winter, it snows. I remember going out
really
ill-prepared for winter with like a light jacket thinking, I'll be fine.
It's miserable in the winter.
Like really cold.
Really?
Yeah. Like 0 degrees. Like really, really cold. And then the summer sweltering hot.
Okay.
So I would say shoulder season, spring and autumn.
Okay, so is it 25 million people? So there's going to be huge sprawl, there's going to be big central business districts, there's going to be tech areas, finance areas. Who cares about that?
Istanbul is broadly broken up into three. You've got the European side, which is divided between Sultanahmet, which is the old city, which is where most of the tourism takes place.
Yeah.
And then you've got Beyoğlu, which is beyond the Galata Bridge. And this is all on the European side. And then when you're on the far side of the Bosphorus, you're on the Asian side. Now, I've been to the Asian side. I don't know it very well. It's also like it's massive and there are fewer tourist attractions, but like apparently the best food, the most like local experiences, they're all on the Asian side. Mm. But for the vast majority of visitors, they stick to the European side for no other reason than the big hitters are all here.
Okay, so where are the highlights then?
Well, Sultanahmet, so literally within eyesight of each other, you've got the Hagia Sophia. So you've got this incredible basilica built by the Byzantines. So actually Emperor Justinian built it in the 6th century. And it was looted by crusaders in the 13th century. It's amazing. Yeah, so, and it's a museum and arguably the most important building in Turkey. You've got the Topkapi Palace, which is where like the really bad sultans lived.
Mm.
And so they say the secrets of the seraglio, which is what happens in the harem. And this is this magnificent palace, but like, I mean, the most degenerate people in the world lived here and fed every one of their degenerate appetites. And it's as a result, it's an incredibly interesting museum. There's all the treasures of the Ottoman sultans, etc. I would say the Blue Mosque is the other one. So the Blue Mosque is maybe the most beautiful building in all of Istanbul.
Okay.
It's a stunning piece of architecture. Really, really gorgeous.
Which is the one that you see, like the images of Istanbul?
That's the Blue Mosque
with all the minarets.
Yes, the classic kind of image. But literally is like you've got the Topkapi Palace and then you've got the Hagia Sophia and then across a green, you've got the Blue Mosque. They're all like within eyesight of each other. Now, the other ones that I would also mention, the Süleymaniye Mosque, which is maybe more elegant, I think, and not as visited. Again, within walking distance. The Basilica Cistern, are you a fan of From Russia With Love? Remember that James Bond film From Russia With Love from the 60s, Sean Connery?
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of those Bond movies all blend into one.
So in the famous chase scene, which goes underground in this incredible kind of, like, they're on boats yes. underground. That's in the Basilica Cistern.
All right.
Which was where it was the water table and water that supported what was then Byzantium and then Constantinople.
So sorry, the structures
built
underground
by the Romans,
were
and
built
it's still there.
Wow, that's incredible,
yeah,
isn't
incredible.
It?
I would also say go to the bazaars, okay?
Yeah.
So go shopping in the bazaar. The Grand Bazaar is the best known. It's kind of big, colourful, chaotic. The Spice Bazaar is really, really good. Now, the Blue Mosque has this row of shops attached to it. It's called the Arasta. And I would say the best stuff you'll find is around there. I mean, the Grand Bazaar is great.
Yeah.
One of the other things I would say is it's like you have to go to a hammam.
Like what's a hammam?
A Turkish bath.
Okay.
You have to go, okay? Like, there aren't that many opportunities in life to wander semi-naked through a 16th century building. So you need to
take it. Not that many. More than you think, but still not that many.
You need to take it when you can. And the two I'd recommend is the Çemberlitaş Hamami. It's in the Bazaar district, which dates to 1584. And then this one, Kilic Ali the Ali Pasha Hamam in Beyoğlu. So on the other side of the Galata Bridge, which is only a few years older, from 1580. And it has this incredible interior. Now, the key to both of these, very touristy hammams, but
yeah.
the service is top notch. So it's they have separate women's and men's entrances
yeah.
and hammams. And the massages you'll get and the treatments you'll get are all really good quality. They're not like, give me 20 quid and I'll treat you like a tourist. It's
okay.
really, really good.
What else? What other experiences then?
So one of the things is the Prince's Island. So there's a series of islands in the bay. And most Istanbulus use them for weekend getaways. It's like going to the Salties.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Like, but fewer puffins.
Fewer puffins. Yeah. So when Trotsky escaped Stalin's hand in the late 20s.
Yes. Before the ice pick.
Before the ice pick in Mexico. On his way to Mexico, he lived on Princess Island for a couple of years.
So do the well-heeled have little places
yes,
out there?
Yes.
Oh,
very
see,
well
yes.
Oh, look at that. Yes, yeah. Kieran. Yes, ever the property developer.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
So he lived on Buyukada when he was, his 19th century villa is still there. What would I suggest in terms of other experiences? Wining and dining in Beyoğlu. So to go out, like Sultanahmet is fine for eating. It's got lots of kind of, I think, very touristy restaurants.
Yeah.
But the best restaurants are in Beyoğlu, which actually, when you're walking up İstiklal Caddesi, which is the main kind of walking street that runs the whole way up to the Beşiktaş Stadium, football stadium. And actually were some of the protests against the government. They all take place like along this street and one of the big squares at the top of it. But it feels like you could be in Rome or Milan or Paris. That's how modern and European. So the vibe is really different. So where Sultanahmet feels very kind of, it's flavors of the Orient and an old city. Beyoğlu feels very much 19th century grand,
yes.
kind of beautiful buildings and very elegant restaurants and really nice bars and on the waterfront, really cool nightclubs, which I'm way too old to go.
Yeah.
So I hear they're cool.
Do you want to know what the Bosphorus and Oxford have in common?
Go on.
They both mean the same thing. They both just mean cow crossing. That's where, so the story of the Bosphorus is, you know, Hera and Juno and Io and this
too long
to get into now. But essentially it was where the cow jumped over the Dardanelles and it was the Bosphorus, the cow crossing. And that's essentially what Oxford means. But it's also kind of Boher as well, cow way, as we would call a road here. It all is the same route.
Do you know, that's actually, I find that really interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you just Google that?
Fiona, I'm here every day. No, no.
You just know that stuff.
It's learned in Stephen Fry's book, one of his books about Greek mythology.
Eating, so, like, here's the thing, right? We're Irish, so, you know, it's the rite of passage on a night out at the end of it, a doner kebab.
Okay? Yes, what are they like there?
You will never eat a better doner kebab than one in Istanbul.
Yeah, well, that does make sense.
It does make sense because, like,
are they different from the doner kebabs you get here?
Let's go, whereas it's like the doner kebab you get here, I generously put them as meat adjacent. This is like really good
meat
lamb.
Adjacent.
It's like, it's amazing. So, like, think of the lamb is slow cooked on an upright revolving skewer, similar to the one you get.
Yes.
Here. But it's just so fresh and just lovely. And the veg they put in is really fresh. And then you put, like, they put peppers in, so it can be quite spicy as well. oh, it's just like, it's a whole different experience. Look, it's really, really good food. I mean, the key is to think of Istanbul as a major global city. And that's what it is. And it has all of the food and accommodation that you'd expect of a major global capital.
I said it's number one on my list, and you've suitably whetted my appetite more. Fionn, thank you very much. Fionn Davenport will be back at the same time next week with another edition of The Ultimate Guide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.